Group 6, The Body of Christ. Group 6 is a guide for the body of Christ and pulpit leaders to engage in godly civics. We do not score Group 6 because there is no litmus test for Christianity. Note, WPEG 1787 asks for a significant sea change in our civics. Only the body of Christ can achieve it. Our numerous Christian denominations approach God in multiple ways. Our godly civics mission is only about religious liberty in our USA, our right to be any denomination we are called to be. That is the right that protects all citizens' rights. Every human is unique, and it is no wonder we come to God in many ways. But without that right, all is lost, and God works through His people. Each of us must pray and seek what God has for each of us in His godly civics, especially us pulpit leaders. This message does not speak for God. It glorifies Him by recognizing His 1776 creation as His very special nation, Eden 2.0. The Godly Civics Message to All Believers. Our Godly Civics Seminar is the Holy Spirit-inspired foundation for incorporating godly civics into every worship center in glory to God. Our worship centers are about to become the most significant Christian movement since the 30-year war. The body of Christ redeeming God's 1776 creation in glory to Him, 100% of today's Liberty Pastor movement, including TPUSA, is founded on what our founders studied in history and what Scripture said about government and our duties, the biblical worldview. They say, "I'm just preaching the Scripture." And the reason for that is that they only see our government as two political parties at war with each other, while our worship centers are above politics, busy making disciples. And the Red Party, no matter how feckless, is the only option. So a few hold their nose and soldier on with the Red Party platform as best they can. In blue states and cities, there is little success because no Red Party candidates ever mention their platform. There is no way that glorifies God, and that is why so few pulpit leaders want any part of it. That all changes today because God did not retire after giving the Apostle John the revelation. The Holy Spirit has revealed godly civics for the first time in parallel with His revelation of 100% of the Blue Party's malfeasance in governing. Combine the two, and we have a new awakening of monumental proportion. Few people know that the first spiritual awakening in the colonies was from 1730 to 1770, right before the war for independence to achieve liberty. For the first time since, the body of Christ is called to save God's 1776 creation for posterity at the ballot box, not just fighting wars on foreign soil. It is easy to see God's hand in a foxhole. No one sees it at the ballot box until today. The body of Christ is the only group in our USA large enough to redeem God's 1776 creation with God in our hearts and our government driven by His laws of nature, never by human whims, ideologies, political parties, or despotic rulers. But if believers do not see God's hand at work starting in 1620, we do not see our USA as Eden 2.0, designed for His people to be free to image Him and bring all the people we can into heaven, all the way to the end time. God's 1776 creation is a very special nation with an added command: go and make godly citizens. Please pray on that and find the calling to put in the required work to unite the body of Christ for our religious liberty mission, especially in us pulpit leaders. Godly civics recognizes what God did after Scripture, and only the body of Christ can respond to it. Liberty requires a moral nation, and Christianity is the only source of morality, so believers must learn to engage in full glory to God today to save our one nation under God.